This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Activists need 25,000 signatures to get a measure to raise the tip wage back onto the ballot in Washington, D.C. Admitting errors, French President Macron said he heard the anger and protest finally of his people and announced tax cuts and income increases for the struggling middle class and working poor, vowing to raise the pay of workers earning the minimum wage. He promised to listen to the voices of the country, to his small town mayors and its working people. Trump administration is unveiling a plan that would weaken federal clean water rules designed to protect millions of acres of wetlands and thousands of miles of streams nationwide from pesticide, runoff, and other pollutants. The Obama rule had sought to protect 60% of the nation's water under the authority of the Clean Water Act. In Michigan, voters this year approved an independent redistricting commission, but Republican lamakers are using the current lame duck session to try to curb the new Democratic Secretary of State's implementation of any new program. Harvard's endowment management company has been steadily building a sizable grape-growing business on the central coast of California. With the land, it was requiring rights to vast sources of water in a region where the Earth's warming is making the resource an ever more valuable asset. Value of its asset has risen 300% in 5 years. Google is shutting down its social network earlier than planned after discovering a new software bug that exposed the private profile information of 52 million users. U.S. Olympic Committee officials concealed their early knowledge of sexual abuse allegations against gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar and took no steps to alert or protect potential victims, according to a new report. The U.S. has launched a criminal investigation into millions of fake comments filed to the Federal Communications Commission last year on rules governing the Internet, according to an organization that has received a federal subpoena in the probe. Treasury Department has relaxed the guidance under the new tax law for churches and nonprofits that transportation and parking costs be taxed as unrelated income. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.